I never liked my name. Mary Agnes Hepburn. The Hepburn part was acceptable, just. But Mary. Plain old Mary followed by Agnes. Agnes, for goodness sake. I cannot think of an uglier name than Agnes. I used to ask my mother why she could not have chosen something a little different, something mysterious or romantic. But no, Mary Agnes it was, and Mary Agnes it had to remain. Mary was the name of Queens, Mother told me, with a smug smile that did not help in the slightest. Well, the Queens can keep it, I said.
So must you.
Mother's smile did not falter, and that was her final word on the matter. It was many years before I became reconciled to my name, and then only in the most unusual of circumstances. I will relate them by and by, but as in all tales, it is best to start at the beginning and finish at the end, so that is what I shall do. Now bear with me, please, as I wend through this story, and I hope you will smile when I smiled, cry when I cried, and feel all the emotions in between. Being Scottish as I am not very good at showing my feelings, but when I do, nobody is in any doubt of what they are. Just stand clear when I unleash my temper, and all should be well. Perhaps it was because of my plain Mary name, or maybe because of my black temper, but I was not the most popular of women. I had a tendency to remain apart from other people, which drove my parents to distraction. I was, and am, also stubborn, willful, and generally a thrawn bosom, as we say in Scotland. I don't think there is an exact English translation, but a cantankerous troublemaker may be as close as you will get. In short, I am my own woman and always have been. You may see what I mean as I unravel the tale of my name and the sealed document that waited to spring its unpleasant ambush upon me. One thing I did enjoy was to be outdoors where the cool rain could wash my face. I always preferred birdsong to the most beautiful choral music, and the singing of the wind to the most accomplished of formal orchestras.
"You'll never find a husband that way," Father said, when he came across me working in our walled garden that late autumn day of 1787. "Leave that sort of thing to the servants."
"I like it here." I leaned on the handle of my fork. "I like working with plants and animals."
Father shook his head. "What sort of man will want a wife with a sun-browned face and rough hands?"
"I'm not looking for a man," I said truthfully enough, for I had long given up the idea of romance. That sort of thing was for others, not for women such as me. Knights on white chargers ride to the rescue of beautiful princesses with fanciful names and long golden locks, not plain Marys with often tangled red hair. Father dismounted and whistled for the stable boy to care for Hector, his horse. Father always gave his horses the name of classical heroes, so he had Hector, Ajax, and Achilles. Homer would have been proud of him. Personally, I always preferred the name and character of Ulysses to Hector. I like a man with brains as well as brawn. Perhaps that was one reason I could not find a man who would suit me. My male contemporaries were good men enough, dependable workers, honest as the day was long. But take them away from farming, and their minds would flounder like a coach in a peat bog.
"Now, Mary," Father put his one arm around my shoulders, "you must start to think about your future. Your mother and I won't be here forever, you know."
"I know," I said. "In about 20 or 30 years I will worry about that."
"You don't want to be an old maid," Father said. "You don't wish to live a lonely life."
He spoke quietly, as he had done so often before. Although I knew he meant to give kindly advice, I was not in the mood to listen.
"Your mother and I are perfectly willing to help you find a decent man. There are dozens who would leap at the chance of marriage with you."
"Name one," I said as my temper heated up. "Name one decent man who would leap at the chance of marrying a sun-browned woman with rough hands. Name me one decent man who would leap at the chance of marrying me for myself. Not a man who would marry me because in 20 or 30 years I will fall heir to your property."